This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Ready to throw 2022 a goodbye party and just be done with it. It's been a long year with a trip to the ER after having passed out from COVID and chipping my two front teeth. And just recently, I was at the podiatrist because my foot was hurting and he confirmed it's arthritis. So I'm feeling old, ready for a change. There's always a hope that the new year is going to be less eventful. It'll be easier. But I also am grateful for those hard times that just helped me to look at my life differently. You know, like my smile, I don't really think much about my smile. My parents paid a lot of money for it, for braces back in the day, but I forget to be grateful for it. But when you have two front teeth that are chipped, that will make you start to be grateful for the smile that you had. And then thanks to some dental work, now have again. I wish the lessons like that I didn't have to go through it. I would love to hear yours. Like, what lessons have shaped you for the better? You wish that you hadn't had to have learned them. But I mean, here you are. End of the year is such a good time to reflect on how God has been at work in some hard places, as you also then make plans for some things that you'd like to see him do in the new year. In Psalm 90, it talks about, teach us to number our days carefully so that we may develop wisdom in our hearts. May that be our heart's desire, Lord, that we would develop wisdom and use our remaining days of 2022 in ways that bring you glory, that you would also prepare us for the days that you have for us in 2023. Prepare us especially for the hard times that we know are coming. May we not avoid them, but seek you and run to you and trust that even in the midst of those, you are at work. God, you never stop working. And for that, we're so grateful. God, we cannot thank you enough that you have sustained us through the high points and the low points of this past year. Would you bring to mind ways that you answered prayers that we didn't even realize? Open us up to some of the ways that you've been working on our behalf and even protecting us from things we thought that we wanted and we didn't get. God, we love you. We're grateful that you know the better way and that when we ask for wisdom, you'll give it to us. So on the eve of a new year, may we walk in wisdom and the plans that you have for us, Lord. We love you. We're eager to see how you're going to move, how you've been moving, and how you continue to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.